Britain. Local television. Small town views. The fruits of government meddling in the television market.
For more than a decade, staff and media students at the Grimsby Institute, a college in Lincolnshire, have broadcast worthy programmes to a smattering of nearby cable TV subscribers. In November, their audience quadrupled. With a new name, Estuary TV, and a prominent spot on Freeview, a free digital television platform, their news and discussion shows now reach 350,000 homes around the Humber. A station long propped up by grants and donations is courting advertisers. Estuary TV is the first of 19 television stations launching in Britain's towns and cities over the next year, the fruits of a plan laid out in 2010 by Jeremy Hunt, then the Culture Secretary, to revitalise local media. Ministers hope they will help promote small businesses, train new creative talent, and generally make people more civic-minded. London will get a station in March, Birmingham in the summer. Ofcom, the television regulator, plans to license about 30 more. High costs and low positions on on-screen TV channel guides have killed previous efforts to launch local services. So the government has tilted the market to help them. In England and Northern Ireland, local television will air on Freeview Channel 8, a coveted slot. A single operations centre in Birmingham, set up with £25 million, or $41 million, from the television licence fee, will keep them on air. Over 3 years, the BBC will dole out a further £15 million to the stations, in exchange for local footage that can be used in its own news reports. These bungs have attracted some well-known firms. STV, a big Scottish broadcaster, plans services in Glasgow and Edinburgh. The Evening Standard, a newspaper, will launch London's channel. In many towns, local papers are involved, in part for fear of interlopers such as Made TV, a firm from the capital which will run services in Leeds, Newcastle and three other cities. Most will air only a few hours of new telly each day. Local bulletins are a condition of the licence. Cheap chat shows are inevitable. Station controllers like to cite The One Show, a jovial BBC programme, as a model. Bill Smith of Latest TV, Brighton's new channel, hopes viewers will want to contribute films on topics that engross them. Estuary TV is airing a nightly talk show for fans of the paranormal. Britain's local channels are inspired by America, but there the market is different and more favourable. The tiniest local channels, of the kind lovingly lampooned in Wayne's World, a comedy, are publicly funded. Others are supported by advertising from large regional businesses. But Britain's high streets are dominated by national firms who advertise nationally. Jamie Conway of Made TV insists big chains that do not yet splurge on costly campaigns will welcome a chance to experiment in smaller media markets. His team have already secured more than half the cash they hope its channels will make next year. In titchier towns where local television stations are planned, such as Cambridge and York, the economics look grimmer. Small businesses increasingly advertise online. Simon Terrington, an analyst, thinks channels may survive through the benevolence of local bigwigs and the generosity of volunteers. People get involved in media for no money, he points out. Regional studios will test that.